This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. If it'll simply play. If it'll only play. Why wouldn't it play? Let's try that again. Still not playing. Try it one more time. Okay. About to do some stuff with Boyd's Gun Stocks. I don't know why that's not playing. It's not showing it playing either. What is up with that? Anyway, got some stuff coming, and you'll be seeing about it. This is where the ergonomics meets science and art, and this is why I use them. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I don't know why that's not working. That should be working. Anyway. Interesting moment in time. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has always struck me as somewhat leftist, although sometimes their little three-panel of judges will do some things, like in the case of the Peruta case, where they came out and said it was okay to issue gun permits or something in the shall-issue scheme of things. Tuesday, they issued a ruling endorsing the right of individuals to carry firearms in public, striking down a lower court argument that the Constitution only protects rights, that right at home. The ruling states that analyzing the text of the Second Amendment and reviewing the relevant history, including founding era treaties and 19th century case law, the panel stated that it was unpersuaded by the counties and the state's argument that the Second Amendment only has force within the home. The case resulted from Hawaii resident George Young being denied twice in 2011 as he sought to carry a handgun. Two of the three judges, who were both appointed by Republican presidents, ruled against the lower court upholding the restriction. Judge Diarmuid O'Scanlan wrote in his opinion that, for better or worse, the Second Amendment does protect the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. In his dissent, Judge Richard Clifton said states have long allowed for extensive rules and regulations and limitations on the public carry of firearms. And we're disappointed in the decision that would undermine Hawaii's strong gun control and our commitment to protect the public. This coming from Hawaii Attorney General Russell Suzuki. But we note that Judge Clifton filed a well-reasoned dissent supporting the constitutionality of this law. We intend to consult with Hawaii County and work with them on further action. I don't know what that means, but right now, as it stands, they have basically said that the right to carry a gun is in the Constitution. This is the second time this month that the three-panel judge they've issued a pro-Second Amendment decision after backing a lower court decision last week to suspend California's ban on possession of standard capacity magazines. Now, you know what this Second Amendment states, so I will simply reiterate it. Well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's what it says. And a lot of activists have long argued that the Hawaiian state ban on ownership of California state ban on ownership of magazines holding 10 rounds or more is unconstitutional. They won a preliminary injunction by a San Diego district court last year, and a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit backed that injunction last week. These guys are based in San Francisco, and they have a reputation for being one of the nation's most liberal courts. They have been branded the Nutty Ninth or the Ninth Circus, in part because many rulings have been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. And this includes the infamous 2002 ruling that the Pledge of Allegiance is unconstitutional because it uses the phrase under God. There are a lot of vacancies on the Ninth Circuit. And they suffered a setback last week when the White House withdrew the nomination of Ryan Bounds for the Ninth Circuit after realizing it did not have the necessary support in the Senate. And he faced criticism over past college writings. And this is the thing, one of my senators, and it's not even Lindsey Graham, Tim Scott opposed him. Or was something he wrote in college. I guess in public life you have to, I guess the supposition is that everybody in public life is as pure as the driven snow. I don't believe that. But this also does something about open carry as well. Because they also wrote that restricting open carry to those whose job entails protecting life or property necessarily restricts open carry to a small and insulated subset of law-abiding citizens. Just as the Second Amendment does not protect the right to bear arms only in connection with a militia, it does not protect the right to bear arms only as a security guard. The typical law-abiding citizen in the state of Hawaii is therefore entirely foreclosed from exercising the core Second Amendment right to bear arms for self-defense. Well, Scanlon added to this, thus we hold that the limitation on the open carry of firearms for those engaged in the protection of life and property violates the core of the Second Amendment. So we've also endorsed, we've got an endorsement now from the Ninth in this ruling for open carry. So carry is constitutional and open carry is constitutional according to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, there would be these guys, you know, and here's the thing that we're going to have to watch for. With Kavanaugh coming up on the Supreme Court, and he will get on the Supreme Court, with Kavanaugh coming onto the Supreme Court, it would be, it's not going to go good. If they decide to appeal this, they may do an en banc review of this, and if they do that, and then the plaintiff wants to appeal to the Supreme Court, then they lose. If they don't appeal it to the Supreme Court, it stays in place, and I'm talking about the constitutional right they've just rediscovered there, and we don't have to worry about it. And then the precedent will have been set in a Ninth Circuit for every state in the union to allow open carry. And if that is the case, then this whole idea of getting out there and saying we need to have constitutional carry, that goes down the drain because it will have been affirmed that we have a right to do it. So what remains to be seen is, are they going to fight this? And if they do fight this, are they going to fight it? Or are they just going to get out there and do like Washington, D.C. did and try to figure out what they can maintain? See, Hawaii's already out there saying, well, we're going to try to figure out how to get around this. That's basically what they're saying. But there is no getting around certain things. And what they just wrote, there's no, it's not ambiguous at all. It is completely articulated exactly what they meant. Open carry and carry of firearms outside of the home is what is out there. And to restrict it to a subset of law-abiding citizens is not in keeping with the Second Amendment. I, quite honestly, I didn't really expect this day to come this early in this process. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Let's see if something went wrong with my sound. No, that says that's working right. So that should. Oh, it's muted. Why was that muted? That explains it. Let's try this then. This portion of the show. Let's turn that back up. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I'm sure all of you saw this thing about the 3D printed guns. They're allowed to go forward and all this other stuff. You may not have seen this one little detail. In the settlement with Cody Wilson's Defense Distributed, the government admitted that semi-automatic firearms below 50 caliber are not weapons of war. Let me say that again. The government admitted that semi-automatic firearms below 50 caliber are not weapons of war. Now, earlier this month, the Second Amendment Foundation brought a suit against the State Department on Wilson's behalf. Suit was filed in 2015 and was a result of the State Department action to force Wilson to quit sharing 3D gun files online. They fought this on First Amendment grounds and secured a settlement with the State Department and the Department of Justice, the latter of which finalizes the settlement. The amended regulations proposed in the settlement show the government will no longer look at semi-automatic firearms below 50 caliber as military equipment or weapons of war. In offering the definition of military equipment, this is very important, the settlement says, the phrase military equipment means 1, drums and other magazines for firearms, 2, 50 caliber, 12.7 millimeter inclusive, with a capacity greater than 50 rounds, regardless of the jurisdiction of the firearm, especially designed parts and components, therefore. 2. Parts and components specifically designed for conversion of a semi-automatic firearm to a fully automatic firearm. 3. Accessories or attachments specifically designed to automatically stabilize aim or other gun rests, or for automatic targeting, and specifically designed parts and components therefore. Attorneys in the case expounded on the amended regulations by pointing out that the settlement expressly acknowledges that non-automatic firearms up to 50 caliber, widely available in retail outlets in the United States and abroad, which is a scope, by the way, that includes AR-15 and the other, quote, assault weapons, are not inherently military. Second Amendment Foundation founder and executive vice president Alan Gottlieb said, not only is this a First Amendment victory for free speech, it also is a devastating blow to the gun prohibition lobby. For years, anti-gunners have contended that modern semi-automatic sport utility rifles are so-called weapons of war. And with this settlement, the government has acknowledged that they are nothing of the sort. The federal government now saying semi-automatic firearms below 50 caliber are not inherently military means that they are admitting that the rifles like the AR-15 are civilian in nature. This makes perfect sense as they existed years before the military adopted the fully automatic version. Gottlieb added that gun rights organizations like the Second Amendment Foundation will now be able to use this government admission in debate in courtrooms from New York to California. Second Amendment Foundation, they specialize in lawsuits. I'm trying to figure out which parallel universe I'm living in right now today. This reminds me of the episode of Star Trek where Spock had a goatee, and he had that TV tube that he could punch a button and kill the people with it. Yeah, because this I quite unexpected. Now, does this mean that we stop the press? No, we don't stop the press. And when I say the press, not the presses as far as, you know, newspapers or anything. I'm just talking about the full court press on trying to fight for rights, because this will be contested. The first thing that's going to happen, though, is going to be silence. How many of you have heard that part of it? How many have heard that the AR-15 has now been declared not a weapon of war? The gun grabbers, of course, are going to declare it a weapon of war. You know, I shotguns, I'm waiting for them to come after shotguns as well, because, you know, shotguns are evil and they're bad and, you know, all the other stuff that Sounds like it comes out of South Park. CP9 or FS9? FP9. I have that right here in front of me. I got this FP9. I'm being asked which gun, Ace Firearms I've got. I've got the FP9 in front of me. So, this is Tuesday. And twice in 1 week, I've got a win. I haven't even discussed what this whole 3D printed gun thing means. And we're going to talk about that next. But, I mean, we are, this week, if this week should be bronzed and put next to the baby shoes. This is, for me, you know, for me looking at it, I do not remember a time with this many wins without something happening. But what has happened? See, this was arrived at with this State Department and this DOJ. So that means that this administration had impact. And this is why elections are important. This is why the next election is going to be important. We have got to get judges who just look at the law, who just look at the Constitution. I'm not interested in anybody's interpretation of it. I just want them to, you know, getting out there and interpreting it means that they don't think the original intent was valid. But that's not what a Constitution does. A Constitution is not put out there so that, well, you know, it's a living, breathing document. We have to make sure that, you know, everything that we are today is taken into account. No, that's not. The very basic premise of a republic is the same as it was in the 1700s. So, that's what we need in the judiciary. And then we don't need to worry about the judiciary except for them to look upon the few mistakes that might be made in the legislative branch, because that's where it's all going to come from. They shouldn't be making law. They shouldn't be setting precedent. Right now, what they're doing is undoing a bunch of junk. But I'm still waiting to see if the Ninth Circuit says, or if Hawaii says, we're not going to pursue this because we're going to lose if we do, and then what? Because right now, New York and California and some other people are trying to say, what does this mean? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Trump spoke at the National Convention for Veterans of Foreign Wars. The president talked about what he's doing and the administration is doing for veterans.
We're also processing veteran disability claims more quickly than ever before. The VA has implemented the decision-ready claims process where claims can be completed in under 2 weeks. We're striving for one day.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions was delivering a speech today to high school students at the Turning Point USA High School Leadership Summit in Washington, D.C.
Rather than molding a generation of mature, well-informed adults, some schools are doing everything they can to create a generation of sanctimonious, sensitive, supercilious snowflakes. We're not going to have it.
The summit does run through Thursday, and President Trump will be speaking as well. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. When Cody Wilson, and it was not called Defense Distributed then, but when he came out with the 3D printed gun, and he put the plans on the internet. That was out there. Now, the State Department at the time, the Obama State Department, decided they didn't want him to be putting them out there. So they stopped it. But they were out there. This was an idea. This was never a thing. This was never something that actually existed. It was a simple idea. And you can't stop the idea once it gets out. Now, the defense distributed type pistol has shown up all over the world since then. Now, it was an attempt by the government to control public speech as an export under the ITAR, the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, a Cold War era law intended to control exports of military hardware. Not an idea. Part of the government's agreement was to allow Wilson's company to willingly publish 3D files for personal use. Without it being 3D, okay, we know that in Australia, for example, that they have these workshops because you can go get the stuff to build a gun at Home Depot. If you know a little bit about machining, if you know a little bit about how to put things together, if you can weld, you can make a gun that's going to fire. They make guns in prison. And they don't even have a Home Depot. And the idea that you can stop an idea by outlawing it has been and is always going to be ludicrous. Now, in a few days, on August the 1st, you will be allowed, if you want to legally download blueprints for a 3D printed gun. Now, that doesn't mean that much. In cities where they have a very heavy gun control regime in place, they got guns. And you know what they're not going to do? They're not going to go get a 3D printer and try to figure out the intricacies of these CAD files and try to make them print so they can print a gun that will shoot one or two times before it self-destructs. That, well, you know, and I don't know that for certain, okay? I don't. I'm just presupposing that's going to be the case. Because I wouldn't. If I could go to, if I can go somewhere and get what I need without having to print it, probably going to do that. That just makes better sense to me. And I try to live in a world of common sense. Now, we get this. Not only is this First Amendment victory for free speech, it's also a devastating blow to the gun prohibition lobby. That's true, too. For years, anti-gunners have contended that modern semi-automatic sport utility rifles, blah, 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 blah. You know, this means gun control is impossible. Which, by the way, is not a new thing. This is an affirmation that gun control is impossible. Now the gun control advocates are worried about what 3D printed guns mean to the future of gun ownership in America. Senator Chuck Schumer, one of my favorites, he got out there and said, "This online site allows you how at your home with a simple 3D printer you can make a plastic AR-15, an AR-10, a very dangerous semi-automatic assault style weapons out of plastic in your own basement." Not exactly the entire story. Not exactly all of it there, Chucky. According to Schumer, this is a dangerous move that could arm prohibited persons. Well, they're already armed, Chuck. If they want to be, they are. That's the problem. You don't get telling someone, you're a bad guy, so you can't have guns. What that means is they can't go to a gun shop. But they can get a gun. Now, it is a little more, there's a little more to this than, yes, Cody has made an AR-15 lower. There's a few other things that go into this, though. I mean, you've got to have a chamber on any gun that you have, and it's got to be able to withstand certain pressure. The defense distributed pistol was, I don't know what it is now, but it was a single shot 22, which is not exactly a gun the desperados are looking to use. Making an AR-15 is a little, I don't know how much development has gone into that out of polymer. They do make them out of polymers, not out of 3D printed polymer. But once again, you got to have, you know, a 3D printer, and you got to know how to be able to handle those CAD files and make it work. And then you've got to do things like assemble the fire control group, because that's not going to be out of polymer. You got to have the barrel. That's not going to be out of polymer. You got to have all the other things that go with it. So this idea that you're going to print a gun, no, that's not what's going to happen here. Schumer continued, the danger that could happen can be enormous. To have crazy people have easy access, to have terrorists have easy access to this kind of website and allow them to make plastic AR-15s undetected, so-called ghost guns, justifies the imagination. than on Twitter. If you can't pass a background check, you shouldn't be able to build a gun in your basement. While an overwhelmingly majority of Americans support background checks for firearm sales, access to untraceable 3D printed guns is widening. Then we get this on Twitter. The guy distributing plans to 3D printed semi-automatic rifles was losing in court until suddenly the Trump State Department decided to settle and paid back his legal costs. Print at home guns go online August 1st. Your tax dollars at work. Lots of pictures of Cody there with his single-shot 22 pistol. I know that he has printed a lower for an AR-15. He has printed magazines for AR-15s. I know he has. I had some of them at one point. And they worked okay. They were using springs that you buy at Lowe's, not your typical magazine spring that would have the follower, that would connect to the follower. Had the follower in it, but, you know, this was just to prove that gun control was impossible. That's why he did it. This isn't about encouraging crime or anything. A petition, let's see. Petition on Move On was started demanding that 3D printed guns be banned. Okay, well, go out there and demand whatever you want. That doesn't mean you're going to get it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, let's talk about what 3D printing isn't. While their decision to drop this in the State Department and the DOJ was significant, and it's one that will undermine gun control efforts throughout the world, that's primarily theory. Because, after all, the technology is accessible worldwide, and if people have the files, they can then turn around and make their own guns regardless of the law. But there's an awful lot of kvetching going on right now about this technology and how it's going to change everything, that's really overstating the possibilities. Now, this is what we get. Americans will soon be able to make 3D printed guns for the home, widening the door of the gun, you know, to make AR-15s. The gun of choice of American mass shootings that are untraceable with no background check required. This, by the way, is just a bunch of junk who is put together by a bunch of people. Now, some of the gun plans, I did find this out, some of the gun plans previewed on Defense Distributed's website feature the Liberator pistol along with an AR-15 and a VZ-58, a Czechoslovak assault rifle. But this isn't exactly new. People have been able to make guns for years now. I know people that made their first AK in a buddy's backyard from a kit back before the ATF decreed that barrels had to be destroyed prior to import. Was there a serial number on it? Yeah, sure, but only because people put them on there to begin with. So people building these guns are actually quite law-abiding. For all the wailing and the gnashing of teeth from the anti-gunners, literally nothing changes. In fact, access to this technology may make people safer. Now, as things stand now, those who aren't able to construct AR-15s or a semi-auto AK-47 have to look elsewhere for weapons to build. One of the more popular examples based on what we've seen throughout the world, submachine guns based on P.A. Luty's design, which is specifically engineered for backyard manufacture. For those of you who are unfamiliar with that, don't feel too bad. I wasn't either because I've gone way, you know, when I've got people like Spikes or Ace that will build me guns, why would I do it myself? The thing is that criminals aren't exactly known for their self-discipline. They don't go out to the range and train on how to use a weapon like a subgun accurately and efficiently. And instead, they'll use it like a bullet hose and spray rounds everywhere. But if they're building AR-15s and similar weapons, guess what? They're building semi-automatic weapons that, while deadly, are actually less of a threat to bystanders. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want criminals to have a gun, but let's be honest about this. They're getting guns anyway. It's not like we're seeing this as the only or even primary way that criminals are getting guns. Some of the people that are out there all up in arms about this, they keep peddling this claim, but they never seem to provide any real numbers to quantify how common this is. And to be honest with you, I would argue that it's not very common at all. Why would they go out to the trouble of... I've seen a couple 3D printers in the wild. I mean, it's not like I go to Office Depot and they're for sale. They may be now. I may be able to get one at Best Buy. I don't know. I don't go looking for them. But why do they need to go get a 3D printer when they can just get a gun? All this new reality means is that Defense Distributed can share plans that were previously going to be shared anyway. They were already out there. And how about we stop overstating the impact of this? How about that? Here's the impact of this. Technically speaking, and this was the only thing that Cody ever was trying to prove. Technically speaking, gun control was already impossible. Gun control is people control. People control is impossible. As long as we have a mind between our ears, it is impossible. There will always be people that are good, and there will always be people that are bad. And amongst those are some, you know, amongst some of the people that are good, there are some people that couldn't be less interested in a whole lot of things. So, for the people that couldn't care less, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. For the people who are good that are armed, I'm not going to go out and get a 3D printer and print a gun. I don't want that. Why would I do that when I can have a gun? And some pretty nice ones. So, you know, while all of this up in the air and everything, and it's like everything else. It's like everything else. I'm surprised that we haven't heard anything more about this Ninth Circuit thing, where it's going to be undermining all the great gun control efforts of everybody. I'm surprised we haven't heard about that. They probably haven't paid attention to that. I'm also surprised that they're not looking at the part where it says that this means that anything that is below a 50 caliber is not a weapon of war. Some of their narratives have been pulverized. Instead, they're trying to, I'm not one for fear-mongering because I live in a world of facts, but for the people that don't live in that world, what they're trying to do is they're trying to create this idea in your head that everybody in their brother is going to have a 3D printer, and they're going to be printing some of these guns. And while I'm talking, let me try to look at Defense Distributed's website, because I want to see what all gets printed in their, I'd be willing to bet it's nothing but the lower on the AR-15, possibly the same. So, first of all, you have to join it. They do have something called the Ghost Gunner, which is a CNC machine designed to dig out your 80% lower and do it the right way, which you have to buy. Their website needs some work. So you have to join, and which I'm not going to do. What do I have to do to join? What do you have to do to join? Oh, you have to pay. Okay. So if you are a member of the Defense Distributed website, how about hit me up at bill@lockandloadradio.com and let me know what you get if you join. But you have to join. You have to pay monthly dues, or you can pay by the year, 2 year, 3 year, or lifetime. And it's not that big of a deal to me. Let's see what they say about the company. Defense Distributed is a nonprofit private defense firm principally engaged in the research, design, development, and manufacture of products and services for the benefit of the American rifleman. Since 2012, Defense Distributed has been headquartered in Austin, Texas. Okay. Let's see what you get with DEFCAD. If that brings you a... Well, okay. So, what we have here, it does show an AR-15, but it doesn't show, it has a zip file. And it's a CAD file. So, unless you know how to manipulate a CAD file, you're messed up. You're messing up going this way. By the time you get it downloaded and learn how to mess with a CAD file, you can just go buy one. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.